Here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish she could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munchin. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Okay, hello and welcome to the inaugural pod special of Keeping It Loose podcast. I'm Devin, here with Chaz.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Chaz. Here we go.
All right, so, you know, just this is our first episode. We're just going to talk about our lives. We're going to talk about what's hot in the streets and the world, and we're going to offer our opinions. We're just a podcast, just a couple of bros, you know what? Just trying to have some fun, and we're going to share our fun with you.
How about dirty bros?
We just want to share our fun with the people of the world. So, yeah. You know, if you like it, maybe hit subscribe. Or put it on iTunes.
Hit subscribe. Smash that button.
Yeah. Keep it loose, as our name suggests.
Keep it real loose. For sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's dive in the first topic.
Let's hop into it.
What's hot in the streets? NBA Finals. I guess that's happening now.
All right. So, we are taping this on a Sunday afternoon. Game one has happened. Game two is tonight. And if I may do a quick, I consider myself a bit of an NBA expert. I'm going to break it down a little bit, just keep the key points I thought of the game. When the Warriors took their dick out of their pants
right. And
then raped the Cavaliers,
right.
That was probably the most important part of the game for me.
Right. I had similar thoughts, you know.
Yeah.
If you watch that NBA countdown shit, whatever they're talking about,
yeah.
They're talking about ball movement. They're talking about guys coming off the bench rotation, bench points, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the stars, how many points they're going to put up.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is that. Initial penetration,
yeah.
When the dick goes right into the Cavaliers, right into the heart of LeBron James.
Yeah.
That was a turning point for me.
It was. It absolutely
was. And then it just kept going deeper and deeper. And then they pulled out a little bit, and then deeper and deeper. It was the third quarter.
Yeah.
The third quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They opened it up. They really.
It opened it up.
And that
happened, did.
It did. So Kevin Durant put up 38 points.
He did.
I gotta say, obviously I couldn't be an NBA player, and, like, obviously I'm not gonna be an NBA coach, but, like...
Well, you could.
Well, alright, we're not gonna rule
out. A lot of people are saying, like, you do enough cocaine, you could do anything.
Well, hold up. And also, like, maybe just stop letting him get wide-open dunks.
Yeah.
He had, like, 10 of them.
Yeah. If you need to take a foul, toss a hip at him.
Yeah.
Send him into the first row.
Stand in front of him.
Stand in front of him.
I mean, I feel like they might have thought of that, but it's just, like, maybe do it.
Also, a little coaching tip. Get all your guys... Little semicircle right around the net. Yeah. They can't dunk. Dunks are so electric, they basically count as 8 points because you know you're going to go on a run after that.
It's a momentum thing.
Right.
It's a momentum thing.
That's a lot of people forget that. So predictions for game two then?
The exact same thing that happened in game one.
Really?
The exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like the whole dick in around mouth and asshole.
In around the mouth. All right. Yeah.
Again,
Yeah, so for those listening, game two has yet to happen. By the time you're listening to this, it will have happened.
Yeah.
But we will make live predictions.
Because
we will probably be right. Because we're always right.
But we're going to put ourselves out there, even though we could sound wrong when you're listening to it.
And actually, I'm going to go ahead and make a serious prediction real quick.
Okay, you are?
Next game, if I had to put in a couple words, Warriors take their dick deep down the Cavaliers' throat.
Yeah, I feel like we've mentioned that a lot.
We did mention that, but it needs to be mentioned again.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like game three, Bron, he's going to have a game. Maybe Kyrie too. I think they'll steal one.
Okay.
I'm going to say Warriors. Game four, they win another one.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 3-1. Media's going to have a field day.
Oh,
3-1. They're going to come back.
And then
game five, this is where it really gets interesting.
It does.
So this is what's going to happen. The Warriors are going to be wearing some tight leather pants. It's going to be deeply compressed in there. It's going to get interesting.
Okay.
As soon as the game starts, opening tip, button on the pants explodes.
Okay.
Dick comes out.
Yeah.
Deep penetration early.
Get him at home.
Hard.
Yeah.
If not close.
Okay.
Then you start talking about media. Are they too good? Super team, Warriors, whatever. Bron.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to watching The Godfather.
Can we talk about LeBron for a little bit? Because, like, I know that man is, like, one of the greatest players who to ever play the game, but, like, he's such a bitch.
He is a bitch.
Like, can you just, like, every single like time he like doesn't get a call, he's like whining. You know, he does that dumbass shit where he like deletes his Twitter every fucking year. He's like, yeah. Oh, I gotta pay this playoffs. And he reads The Godfather, like, or he walks with The Godfather in his hand, like, every time. He's like, oh, look, I'm reading The Godfather. Like, come on, just keep your head down. You're, like, you could be the greatest player of all time. Just, like, come on. Just don't make me hate you.
Also, books are for nerds, so maybe don't do that.
Oh, for you listeners, just in case you don't know, a good, a steady thing we're going to promote here is that, you know, we are not nerds, and we will bash nerds.
We will bash nerds. Whenever we
get the chance. And so... I know we're talking about one of the greatest
athletes
of all.
Hard, heavy, and often.
I know we're talking about one of the greatest athletes of all time here in LeBron James, but like, don't be a nerd.
Don't be a nerd, for sure.
Come on.
For sure, it's not good to be a nerd. You know what I was saying earlier? The only thing that's going to bring the Cavaliers back is if they get a Dellavedova out here. Not sure where he's been. If he's just living on the bench. Or...
You need a little feistiness.
I don't know.
You need a little. I like that little down under.
Yeah. You do.
A little didgeridoo.
You do.
You can bring it. You got a little, like, dingo.
Get a little feisty.
He'll get in there.
Get a little feisty.
He will get in there.
Also, maybe toss a couple of elbows. Take someone out for the series.
Yeah, I know. We're saying he needs to come in.
Toss an elbow.
Yeah.
Get someone hurt.
Or what they should have done is, injured. Like, traded for Kevin Durant.
They should have.
Earlier.
In
hindsight.
They should have traded for Kevin Durant.
So, not saying that if I was the coach/GM... of the Cavaliers, they would have won the NBA Finals by now. But, like, I mean...
They probably would have.
Yeah, they probably would have.
They probably would have.
They probably would have.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so on to our next topic.
Okay.
Which, it's kind of simmered, but it is hot in the streets. Yeah. I'd say it's still hot in the streets. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it a little bit. We've discussed it. It's Tiger Woods.
Okay.
News. Not for the right reasons.
Yeah, not for the right reasons.
Depending on how you spin it, maybe for the right reason. But
yeah, okay. Well, I'll give a quick rundown. For those of you who haven't heard, Tiger Woods was found asleep at the wheel of his car. Was initially reported with a DUI, but didn't, like, drink at all. It was just he did, like, a shit ton of different drugs. Right. And, like, apparently that's better or something. I don't know. The point is he's off the rails. If you saw his mugshot, if you haven't seen it, go look it up. He looks, like, I don't know.
He's washed
up. It's terrible. He's like looks like a 4-year-old man who's like trying to deal with like his 3 kids,
right?
And like wants to kill himself every day,
right?
And he also has no hair left.
So this was my take watching it. For any of you who have seen Wolf of Wall Street, that movie, moral of the movie really, what it taught us is
do a shit ton of Quaaludes.
You do enough drugs, you're gonna get a lot of hot girls. You're gonna get a lot of money, and you're gonna get drive a lot of nice cars.
Yeah.
And that's basically, you just do the drugs and those things will come. That's basically what I learned.
Okay.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, when I'm thinking, he probably watched that movie. He was like, you know what? I'm already doing a lot of drugs. Yeah. I already have a lot of money.
Yeah.
I already bang a lot of hot women. Yeah. I already drive a nice car.
Yeah.
Maybe I double down on the drugs, do them all at once, and then I just get infinitely more. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just a god.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably his thought process. So he did them all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Then he kind of just crashed and burned.
And I feel like what you got, he's like in like a little bit of a twilight zone here because it's in between like, should I just like completely go off the rails or should I like still try to focus on golf? And like, obviously he's never coming back to golf, like ever, because he's done. And if you don't think he's done, you're dumb. But like, I kind of agree with you there. He's got to go like, hey, fuck golf. I'm done with that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say my back's fucked up. I'm going to go for my uncle's pharmacist. I'm going to take a ton of drugs.
You are going to do
it. I'm going to take those drugs, and I'm banging a lot of women, because he has done that in the past, and I'm going to drive fast cars. And, like, I don't see what's wrong with that life.
There's nothing wrong with that life, is what I'm saying. That's my life now, basically.
Yeah, that is both our lives, probably.
That is. Yeah. That is my life. Yeah. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, that's 100% my life.
Yeah.
But, anyway, back on Tiger Woods. You know, for him, does he have to get back into golf? Because he seems to be dwelling on that, and he's getting hurt. You know, just maybe chill with it.
Yeah.
Take some more drugs. Take some more chill
also,
drugs.
Also, you're going to hurt your legacy if you keep coming in like fucking 90th in every tournament. You know what I
mean? Right, yeah.
You want to be like, hey,
yeah.
I was the best player in the world, but then, you know, I cheated on my wife a bunch of times and she chased me with a golf club swinging at me, you know, 3 a.m. and I crashed into a tree and hurt my back and I recovered. And so then you can say, all right, you know, now I never recovered from that. So I guess just fuck me then. I'm going to go do a ton of drugs.
Right, right.
And like I was the best, but my wife fucked it all up.
Right. One thing I will say though.
Yeah, you will. Yeah.
Okay. I will.
Yeah.
A lot of people go back to that wife thing, you know, cheating, whatever, whatever. That's what screwed his career, whatever, whatever. I don't tie it to that, actually.
Uh-huh.
See, a couple of years back, he sold his private island.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah,
breaking
he did.
News.
He's breaking news. We're gonna break it right now.
Breaking news.
He sold
Tiger
his private
sold
island.
His private island several years ago.
One thing that a lot of people in the modern game, mm-hmm. like us, like ourselves,
yeah, hot,
hot in the streets, new world media guys, mm-hmm. know, once you buy a private island, that takes you from famous to next level famous.
Yes.
And now he sold it. Now he's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
People are saying that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it. A lot of people are chattering. People
mm-hmm.
are saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You're irrelevant if you don't have a private island.
Yeah.
You have that much money.
And I would
it's
tend
dumb.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with that one, because if you
yeah.
have a private island, you can literally be like, hey, this is my land. I own it. If you come on this land, I can literally tell you to fuck off.
Yeah.
And grab me by the ballsack and choke you.
Okay. Shut the fuck up, Jebs.
Wow.
Oh.
That's
our first guest of the pod. Anyway.
Back to Tiger Woods. They found him asleep at the wheel. I don't know where he was, if he was just in the street or something, but like, what's
I think
wrong?
He was on his way to get more drugs.
I think he was
what's
in
wrong?
A pit of
I
despair.
I think that was
in
a story you can
dreams.
You can take that one to the bank.
What's wrong with just sleeping? Like, he wasn't like trying to drive.
Well,
maybe
then you're not
right.
productive.
Right.
So.
Maybe he was sleep deprived. Like, I,
right.
I if anything,
oh,
yeah, I would want someone.
You know
to sleep.
What? Party boys
someone.
On the case. I've already cracked it.
Mm-hmm. Rigs and Murtaugh.
There's the three pillars already went back to.
Mm-hmm.
Doing drugs,
yeah.
getting money,
yeah.
getting bitches, driving fast cars.
Yeah.
He was
well,
already
four.
Doing the drugs.
That's four, so.
Right. Well, I added one.
Three pillars.
I added one, but.
Well, let us
well,
know, you're, let us know
well,
you're a nerd who likes to
let us
count
know you didn't have a car. That's why he needed to have the car.
Yep.
And where was he going to go in the car? Probably some bang some hot chicks.
Okay.
So that fits it all together, although he took too much drugs
mm-hmm.
all at once. It was
well,
a double effect, because he already took a lot of drugs. Then he tried to be Leonardo DiCaprio,
mm-hmm.
and
well,
you can't do that.
Now, hold on. You say that phrase, you say it, and you say too much drugs. And I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you. We got a first kind of little beef for the podcast. I don't know if that's possible.
Right.
I don't know if that's possible if you can take too much
right.
drugs. Because.
Because Narcan. Narcan. Now you can take whatever drugs you want, how many drugs you want. You can have all of the drugs.
Well.
All of them in
yeah.
all
yeah,
quantities of the drugs. And then just do some Narcan.
Know. Of Pepper Jack's pimp service and
yes.
his cocaine service.
Yes.
So you want hose, you want cocaine,
mm-hmm.
go to Pepper Jack.
My point about drugs is if you do acid, you're trying to trip. Are you not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if you take more acid, you're just going to trip for longer. And that's like your goal, right? You're going to more
well, of
trip.
Course, of course.
Right? If you're smoking weed, you're smoking weed to get high. If you smoke more weed, you get more high. That's more of your goal, right?
Yeah, more weed gets you more higher.
Yes.
And if you die, Narcan.
So, okay, I don't know what the fuck that is. But my point is if you are trying to get a goal... You're saying, I want to do this drug, I want to get here. And if you do more of that drug, you get more of that gold. So
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say, hey, kids out there, I'm a role model. If you're thinking about doing drugs, yes, do them. But then also do more than you need to.
Yeah.
Because that's
okay.
more of what you need.
See,
it's more of the good stuff.
Where what I'm saying is not necessarily lessen the amount.
Yeah.
You just got to figure out your quantities. You got to mix
mm-hmm.
them and match them because...
Mm-hmm.
You had to mix your uppers with your downers.
You do.
He had way too many downers. You want to be
yeah.
up. You want to be up. You want to be
yeah,
down.
Yeah.
You want to be in the middle. You got to know how to be a little chemist about it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of nerdy. It is.
Yeah, it is nerdy.
It is nerdy, but you got to have a nerdy guy.
And
that's how you
I know we said we're
going to
bash nerds, but you do need a nerd in the friend group because he can tell you, what you got to take,
But he can't be too much of a nerd because that'll tell you to take too less.
But you need a nerd, so then you can therefore bash him.
Exactly.
Yeah, you
That's
do need a nerd
point.
To bash.
That's a good point.
When you're down the dumps, bash him. Grab a quick chair, bash him in the head.
Yeah. Makes
well,
feel better.
That's no.
And you know,
or
no,
take
no.
the book out of his hand that he's reading, bash him
and
with
it
that.
It does
true,
also make me feel
true.
Better. Maybe I'm having a sad day, and then I look and I see our friend who will remain nameless.
But problem. What if you take said nerd to a party, and then he gets grounded and can't come to parties anymore? Like
mm-hmm.
our very own nerd. That is a true story.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Then we're
gonna you
have
to protect
to the
him. You have to come up with some elaborate lies.
We're gonna have to go to the parties, and then I think and this is actually a real life situation of what our friend group has been doing with myself and Devin.
Nerd.
We've just been going to parties, and we do have a friend who is, by all counts, a nerd. And what
literally
we do a lot is we live snap, and he like it's like on the surface it's like a good thing because like oh we're trying to include you even though you got grounded like an absolute nerd. But if you go down to the layers, get your scalpel, go down a little bit, you'll see that it's just going to make him feel so much worse.
Yeah.
Because he's missing out on
yeah.
all the fun shit that we're doing.
So what are the subtle
and
bashing?
So when he sees the Snapchat, he's like, oh, the boys are having fun. But then he realizes that he's not the boys. And he's home. And we are better than him.
One thing you got to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, You always gotta be bashing nerds. Uh-huh. It's gotta be in the back of your mind. Uh-huh. You gotta be thinking about it. You gotta be considering your next move. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
And for those kids out there, I want to define what we consider to be nerds. Nerds is not someone who likes to study. You know, nerd is not someone who
we do have a cool nerd in our group. Who's trying? But then they're not a nerd because they're cool.
It's not someone who tries to get good grades because I, as a student,
hey, Rogate,
myself, as a student, I like to try to get good grades, and I encourage disregard everyone. That. I encourage everyone to go get good grades. However, if that mentality of, you know, trying to be a perfect kid and getting good grades and all that stuff, if that interferes with your Friday nights and your Saturday nights with the boys.
And someone says Sunday nights.
Well, Sunday nights.
Sunday nights. And the occasional weekday.
Yeah. Like a Wednesday. Anyway, the point is, if that interferes with you getting lit,
I could get down with a Monday too, for being
that's
honest.
A problem, and you have to look inside yourself and say, am I being the one who's not letting the boys get lit?
Yeah. Don't forget your darties. Because you said nights. Mm-hmm. You can go all day.
Yeah.
You can go all day.
Yeah.
You should go all day. Yeah. I recommend going all day.
And it is coming up on summer, and as we know, summer's darty season. Yeah. So we'll keep you updated on all the darties we have. Yeah. They'll probably be cool.
Yeah.
But, like, don't come through, because we don't like nerds.
No.
If, you're probably a nerd. If you're in the area, come through, see how the boys get down.
If you're a listener of the podcast, you are automatically...
Are a nerd.
No. Can you stop? You can automatically come to any single party or darty that Devin and I are at.
Right, right. Bring some drugs, bring some alcohol. I mean, that's what
well, I'm we're not going to say bring some drugs, but like...
They're
wait,
welcome.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
They are welcome.
Listener, wink, wink. Listener.
Nudge, nudge.
Wait until your parents are out. Wait until your parents are out of the room. All right. But actually, bring drugs.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Like a lot. Like yeah. Way too much. All right, like, on to the third topic, I think.
Okay.
This is prize day at our school.
We have a school that we go to. And
that again.
Basically,
if you hear that kid talk, just ignore
it. Yeah, at the end of the year. And so, you know, Devin and I, two accomplished kids.
Jesus.
Pneumonia is bad, kids. Many,
can you shut the fuck up? God fucking damn it. Devin and
you
I.
Dumb bird.
Devin and I are accomplished kids in, you know, I would say almost every academic realm there is. You know,
right, we're really a renaissance man.
Academics, athletics, arts, you know, everything there is.
I might even say renaissance bros.
And so... I don't want to focus too heavily on us for the prize day, but it's hard not to.
It is hard not to.
It's hard not to. Because there have been some significant snubs. Why don't you talk about that?
Significant snubs. We each had three snubs, I believe.
Yeah, three apiece.
First of which, we actually managed the varsity tennis team.
Well.
Not only did we manage the tennis team.
okay, well, hold
snakes
on.
Snakes in the grass.
Hold up.
We managed it to perfection.
Officially, we managed it. For three practices before we were kicked off the team.
Wrongfully let go.
Allegedly hazing?
Allegedly. It's allegedly. Alleged. It's alleged. It's alleged.
Okay, but the point is they couldn't kick us out of the tennis group snap because we have to take ourselves out. And so through that group snap, Devin and I did great work with the team, building morale,
right.
You know, getting the team chemistry going, you know, getting the boys ready and psyched to play. And that's what it's all about.
So
I would say we're more... important to the team than maybe some of the captains. And I don't know who the captains are, but specifically one that I'm thinking of. We definitely were.
Right. So what I'm saying is there were some players on the team who were on the team. They played. They were on the team.
Yeah.
And they got awards for their performance.
Yeah.
Now, me and you, mm-hmm. you and I, mm-hmm. No, me and you, I'm not a nerd.
We don't know. We don't care.
We are the team.
Yeah.
And we didn't get an award. We are the team.
Yeah.
We are the team.
Yeah.
The team.
Mm.
The team.
Yeah. Okay. And so, you know, everyone was talking about that.
A lot of people were talking.
And, you know, I said we were kind of renaissance men. I'm going to go into the art section here.
We're arts in the arts.
Yeah, because we recently, when was this? February?
It feels recent. When you're on a bender like us, everything kind of meshes together.
Anywho,
you've been on
February?
Like a couple months back.
Yes, February? Sure, we'll say February.
We'll say March.
No, March. April.
Sometime in
we'll
March.
We'll say April, actually.
Okay, whatever. April. One of the months. Hey,
one of the months.
Listener,
it was a month.
Go to a calendar and just pick a month. That's what it was.
I'll tell you, it wasn't December 2nd.
Okay.
Well.
So, anyway, we had a coffee house. And so, a lot of our friends were performing in the coffee house. And so, obviously, we're going to go support our friends. And obviously, we have a lot of friends.
Who,
obviously.
Specifically?
But,
A lot of the darty crowd.
Not you.
A lot of the darty crowd, yeah.
Not you. Okay, so can I finish what I'm saying?
Also, thank side
you.
Note.
Okay.
Did so, we pregame anyway, it? Yeah, probably.
Henry, I mean, shit. Devin and I were, who's Henry? Devin and I were emceeing this coffee house. And what that meant is basically to introduce each act and, you know, right. spice it up for the crowd, give them a little pep, you know, change it up a little bit. Yep. You know, someone would come in, hit him with a nice, like, saxophone song, and we'd come in, maybe toss around some jokes. You know, maybe do a little, just hit him with a little, you know.
Pizzazz.
Yeah.
Right, so, I'm going to give you a scenario.
Sure,
I'm
going
to
give you a
scenario which may or may not directly apply to this scenario we just talked about. two guys, two Darty Bros.
Absolutely.
MC a coffee house. Tell a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
Get the people laughing. Give them what they want. Yeah. Whatever, whatever, whatever.
I don't want to, and I want to
get some
names,
get some numbers after the show.
I don't want to throw out this word, but electric.
Electric, yeah. So, after said show, the headmaster comes up to these said people, says, "You guys were the stars of the show." Would you or would you not expect said stars of said show, stars of said show, by the headmaster?
Wait, and hold up. Would you expect directly insulted this headmaster to his face, and he still
many times, and he still said we were
amazing. And he still thought we were amazing.
We told him we were coming for his job, coming, I believe you said coming for his throat.
That's a live quote. That's a live quote. I did say, I said coming after him.
Yeah. So, then would you not expect us to get an award for that?
I think we should have. Considering all the bullshit awards that they gave out.
I mean,
where they were like, "Hey, if you sung once, you get an award. If you were a seventh grader once, you get an award." Like, we don't get an award. God fucking damn it!
I'm gonna
That's
say
baby back bullshit.
I'm gonna say the only thing you really need to know is when the art section of the awards. When I don't even know who's.
Who don't know? Think like a lumberjack.
Yeah.
But who fucking sucks and is a dickbag.
Yeah. That like I told you. I told you to discredit everything that one said. But you can believe that. You can believe that.
Well.
All right.
Are you about to record it,
man? We are recording.
It's live.
We're
it's live. We're live right now.
We're hot in the streets.
We're hot in the streets.
Bill.
So what I'm saying is when he stepped off the stage and the arts awards were done.
I heard a lot of murmuring.
I didn't hear murmuring. I heard shouts.
It was.
I heard cries. I heard groans. I heard.
It was.
I heard people leaving.
It was. And I wasn't there. But if I had to compare it to one thing, it was. The Oscars, when they said La La Land won Best Picture, and then turned out Moonlight won, it was like, whoa, what was that?
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. Could there have been a mistake?
Right.
What's wrong?
Dr. Buckley said Mike's name and all of a sudden
aneurysm. Nerd.
It's like, to be honest, you don't want to be that sports blank.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, okay, third.
Yeah.
Third for each of us. For me.
No.
For me.
Wait, when do we should be there?
We'll leave in 10 minutes.
Okay, we'll leave in 10 minutes, so maybe we'll skip this part.
We can take it in the car. Yeah, we'll skip this part.
We'll skip this part. We'll just get on to the debate.
Okay, we'll go.
This will get real heated real quick. We'll do speed debate.
Speed debate.
Speed debate.
Okay, so the topic is...
Shoes on or off. Shoes on or off in the house. Quick
debate.
Arguments. Rack hit it. I'll hit it.
Okay.
And then we'll close.
I'm a big shoes debate. Off on the guy. Debate. Shoes on the house guy. You know, you're walking around in your shoes. You're outside. You're tracking in mud. You're tracking in dust.
Right.
Maybe
right.
gravel.
Right.
Who knows? There could be animal feces. There could be a whole host of things.
Right.
The outside is scary, and you're stepping on it. And do you want that in your house? No. You can attract flies, ants, maybe some sort of, like, a dung beetle of some sort, a wasp. Do you want that? A bird? Maybe, like, a raccoon?
A dumb bird.
So I mean, I'm sorry.
A dead bird is dragging along your shoe.
If you want, maybe. Who knows? If you, I'm sorry, do you want a zoo for, like, dumbass scavenger animals in your house? Then by all means, wear your shoes in my house. But, like, if you have some respect and you don't want to be attacked by fucking birds and raccoons the whole time, you know, maybe take them off.
Or
just have some
buy a zoo.
Respect for the
game. Right, right. So this is what I'm saying. I'm saying shoes on.
Yeah.
Because, A, I'm an inclusive guy. Mm-hmm. I include all people, shoes on, shoes off.
Okay.
I don't like to exclude people. A. B, I'm a big fashion guy. I think you know this. You're a fashion guy. I'm a fashion guy.
I'm a big fashion
it's all part of the Darty scene. You got to be fashionable. It's not dark. You're not seeing someone, dark, you don't really see what they're wearing. It's fashion. You're bright, you're seeing what they're wearing.
Yeah.
Shoes can sometimes complete your outfit. And if you're forced to take them off, that is a gross, gross step over the line by the owner of the house. And frankly, I won't stand for it.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical.
I won't stand for it. You know,
I'm going to give you a hypothetical.
Well,
let me hit you real quick. But let me hit you real quick. I am hitting you.
Bro.
Can't do anything about it. You're at one of those Japanese houses, right?
But you're not.
No, but you are. Okay, you're one of those Japanese
houses. I don't know why I'd ever go to one of those houses. You're in Japan. Unless they have one of those things where they cook up the food before you, I'm not going.
You're already there. It's too late. All right, so you're in Japan, and you're like, all right, let me enter this person's house. Jeff, shut the fuck up. God fucking damn it. You're in this person's house, and they're like, oh, I'm not going to answer racist. But they're like, because it's 2016, I was going to do an incredibly offensive impression of a Japanese person, but I decided not to. Hashtag 2016, hashtag woke. Anywho, they're like, oh.
No, it's not. It's 2016. No, it's 2015.
Whatever. The point is, they're like, oh, you're going to take your shoes off. And are you going to be like, no, because, again, don't want to stereotype, but the Japanese person will do that, like, seppuku thing, where they take the sword and then slice it across your stomach. So you test it. Because you disrespected their honor.
Right.
And are you going to do that just for the fact that...
Right. So I'm not the one that did that. They did that to themselves. And
yeah, but you disrespected their household by stepping in there with shoes.
Will they be doing that because their household is disrespected or because they see my style and they're like, I'll never get to that level of style?
I feel like it's the disrespect.
What if I roll in with the hipster boots and they're just like, oh, oh.
What if they hate hipsters?
Well, then that's racist, and then they maybe deserve to die.
Okay.
Who said that?
So are you fighting this Japanese family now for the right to wear
shoes? Well, I'm always down for a good scrap.
Okay, so you are. But they have a sword and you don't.
They have a sword.
You know what? Let's get specific.
I have my handpiece.
Let's get specific.
Side piece.
Let's get specific.
My waistband.
You get one of those, like, 80-year-old Japanese women who looks like she's 50. She's got a sword. You get one of those old Japanese men. He's got a sword. You got maybe a son who's like 23 who's got a sword, and you always have like a 4-year-old daughter, and she's got a tiny little sword that's kind of cute, but also like she'll stab your fucking ankles. You know what I mean?
Yo, Okinawa life?
Okay.
I don't know what that was.
Can you stop? Okay.
Nah, it's like that Japanese like pill potion that makes like 90-year-olds look like they're 40.
Okay. Thank you. That was actually.
You're welcome.
Okay. Relevant. So anyway, maybe I'll take that swing and dart you when I'm 90. Adorable little 4-year-olds who's like, oh, it's a 4-year-old, but she will like straight up shank you in your fucking calf.
Yo, true.
So that's why I got
the. You're fighting that whole family.
Yo, beware.
You're fighting that whole family, is what you're saying.
That's why they make automatic weapons.
You're gonna go blip, blip, blip.
For some reason, those still aren't banned, so I'm just gonna take one out. Maybe I have one with like an AK with a strap to hang it around my shoulder.
Okay.
Peel it off. Okay. Just start spraying.
Okay, so hold up.
Spray and pray.
If I got this right, you would rather murder a 4-year-old Japanese child than take your shoes off.
If it's for the style game, then maybe.
Okay, absolutely. All right, we're gonna move on.
On to the last topic of the day.
Okay, last topic.
Our lives.
Are we gonna tell the story? Because it's a long story.
It's a long story. We'll give the briefs enough.
I get part one.
He get part two. Brief synopsis. We're gonna run through it real quick.
Yeah.
Real fucking quick.
And then give some takes.
All right. We show up to this party. We were not invited.
Whack.
No.
If you're gonna ask if we're invited, answer no. Answer definitely no.
Almost aggressive.
They actually told us not to come.
The opposite of
we showed up. Actually, it started at 9:30, so everyone knows classy move, show up at 10. We showed up at 9:30.
Well, 9:45, but still.
9:45. We were just chilling outside the house for a while. It was mad sketch. We'll get it quick. We're being told to leave. We have a Darty to go to.
No, we're changing. You keep talking.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, thanks, K-Dog.
Darty all day and all night.
That's our producer, K-Dog.
So that's what I'm saying. We roll up. It's mad sketch. It's mad sketch. There's like, we're going to say 100 people for the sake of the pod.
It was probably like around 95, 100.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was probably 80, but we're going to say 100. Smelled heavily of weed.
Mm-hmm.
Like very sketch. It was dark, abandoned house, not any furniture in there.
Yeah,
we get there, dude jumps off a fucking balcony.
Just well, like, he climbed down and was a little bit of a bitch.
He was a bitch.
But still, it gave a kind of vibe. Because
no furniture. There's one table.
Whack. It's because they were trying to like I don't know protect. It was an abandoned house. And firstly, we're gonna be abandoned house boys. That's just a fact in the summer.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then also, like I said, they kind of bitched out of the jump, but it's just, like, the vibe of the party was, like, everyone's around chanting jump, and, like, I wanted him to, like, get hurt.
I wanted him to break a leg.
People around me wanted to get hurt, and that's the type of vibe of a party I want to be at.
Right.
It's, like, I want people to be physically hurt by this party.
So then I'm walking up to this table, about to snort some Maddie.
We were. That's an overlooked part.
That is overlooked, for sure. And then someone yells, yops, right?
Yeah.
So I hear that. I'm hearing yops. I'm like, oh. And then I see people booking it out the door. People are running. Like 100 people out one door. It's just like, people are, you know, the bottleneck effect? People are crunching.
Yeah.
We get out. Massive ass field. people are running. It's just like jailbreaking.
Grass, like knee high.
Grass is like higher than knee. I'm kind of shorter, so
like
that's higher than
listeners know pictures, but like yay high.
Picture, yeah, it was tickling the testes. That's
picture where my hand is right now. Yeah.
For sure. So we were running. I ran about a mile.
Yeah.
Because they kept coming. They did.
They did.
We ran.
We were running next to a police station.
So we were.
In hindsight.
Getting to the woods. And we were just high in the woods for a good hour.
Yeah. I don't know how I didn't like get murdered by ticks.
And then my main man, OG. We'll keep it at OG. We won't disclose anything.
Yeah.
OG picks me up in his car, hop in the trunk real quick, and we zoom off. And that was kind of lit. A lot of people were stranded. A lot of people got busted. It wasn't good, but we got out.
Yeah.
You got to get out. Yourself over everyone else. That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, when we started running, I didn't even see. I was like, I didn't even know what was going on because I saw people going outside. I was like, all right, I'm going to go outside. Maybe something cool's happening out there. And so I'm going outside. I'm like, oh, shit, what's happening? And people start sprinting.
I was sprinting.
All right, you know, if people are sprinting, I'm going to sprint. Because, like, why would you not? And then someone was holding his cuffs. I was like, all right, well.
Well, then obviously.
Fuck that. And then so we kind of just skirted around for a while. And, yeah, we were unscathed. So part two of this was, well, me and Devin here just chilled with another one of our friends in a parking lot. And one of our good skills is just, like, have fun with, like, fucking nothing. So we had, like, shopping carts.
We did have
and
shopping
we
carts.
We just, like, had, like, races and shit.
We races. Them. We were shoving them into
we
shit, breaking
photo
shit.
We shoot in, like, the dumpster of a restaurant. So that was interesting.
We did. Another thing, if it's not on the gram, did it happen?
Yeah, so there's that. Anywho, part two. So it's like midnight. We've had like nothing to drink, which is just horrible.
I mean,
one of our friends, our producer K-Dog, took this man's Devin's Corona and threw it into the woods, which was a tragedy. Also, I want to say, I don't feel like this was going to get enough credit, but Devin and I, when we were absolutely sprinting away from the cops, again, knee-high, like testicle-high grass, deadlocks everywhere.
Testes.
We hold on to our coronas.
We did.
I'm a round of applause. For us. Because
save the drunk.
That it's like you gotta keep in mind what's important.
Right.
Anywho.
Priorities.
Part two, we've had nothing to drink. I've had like one corona, that's it. So we're like, alright, we're keeping this night lit. And we literally hear like, hey, there might be something going down on this street in Cambridge. Don't even have the address, just the street. Yep. And so we're going.
So of course we're hitting that up.
We're going, and we, like, drive by, and it's, like, mad sketch, and we didn't even know which house it is. So we're like, fuck, we gotta knock on a bunch of houses to see which one's the party. Because it's kind of hard to tell, because it's, like, 1 o'clock, it's low-key. So, Devin goes up to this house. You can pick up the story.
So I go up to this house, and I'm just loitering outside. I'm looking inside, not sure what the vibe is. I don't want to go into a dead vibe party, so. I go up, I finally knock on the door. But before...
Yo, Dev, do you have to change here before baccalaureate?
I might.
Well, you might have to wrap it up quick.
Well, we're going to wrap it up real quick right now.
Well, you're a bitch.
We don't get allowed into the party.
I'm here.
Long story short. These people are bitches. They tell us. Long story short, they say,
whoa.
They say, get the fuck out. They say, get the fuck out. So what we do,
yeah,
we get in our car. We do a quick drive-by.
Dave, who told us to leave.
We do a quick drive-by.
Yep.
And we start yelling, yops, cops, cops. We bust through there. Bust.
I yelled, fuck you, Dave, because Dave was being
He did yell, fuck you, Dave, because he was being an asshole. And that's basically, oh, we got Felipe's too. We got burritos.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was nice. You gotta mix in a burrito. But that was a wild night.
Yeah.
One of many.
We always have to get a good, like, running from the cop story. I think the next thing we have to do as a group is get in a fight.
I would agree.
Cause we haven't done that yet.
Yeah,
so I think that concludes our episode.
We have some outro music for the people.
Oh shit! Wait, I'm not ready. Get some more takes about our night.
So I'm gonna talk a little bit more.
That's my fault, listeners. I was not prepared at all.
Yeah, he wasn't prepared. I was trying to signal him. I don't know if you heard that. I was trying to signal him. He wasn't prepared. He is a couple. He's a little shit. We popped some champagne, so that's probably why.
We did.
So I'm buzzed.
Well, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did talk about that.
Oh, also, listeners, we promise to do every podcast at least a little bit buzzed for you.
Yeah, for the people.
So we had some champagne.
It's not for us,
it was
of course.
It's
for the people.
It's real classy. It was for the kids.
It is for the kids, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so. All
right, here we go.
We'll have Cool in the Gang play us out.
See you next week on the pod.
Yeah. We're going to get to some shenanigans, some adventures. Yeah. Stay lit, stay woke, stay safe.
Stay hydrated.
Stay loose.
Not with water, but you know what I mean.
Let's let Cool in the Gang take us out.
good song.
This is Devin and Chaz, telling you guys to always keep it loose.
Celebration.
Are we still going?
Come on. Alright, Devin and Chaz. Chaz and Devin signing off.
Keep it loose, there.
Keep it loose.